You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor, come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Dr. Groove on the Radioactive International.
Doctor.
Groove.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless show 247. So this is going out to you live and direct on International Women's Day, so happy International Women's Day. And whenever that happens, there's always idiots who go, why isn't there an International Men's Day? Well, the patriarchy ensures that every day is International Men's Day. So you need to read up on it, bone up on it, and sort your head out with that stuff. We finished last week with, it was all about Mark Hollis and Talk Talk. And this week there was a song that I didn't put in the show, so I'm going to start with that song this week and see what kind of set we can construct around that. And it's April the 5th. That's the name of the tune that didn't get included. It's from the Colour of Spring album, and it's got some of the most sublime music. And that can only serve as a good jumping off point for the rest of the show. So that's where we're going to start. Enjoy.
Here she comes, silent in herself. Thank you.
Thank you. the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me and he cut me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off Fanny, take a load off Bree, take a load off Fanny.
And you put the load right on me.
A cannonball now to take me down the line. My flag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with the regards for everyone. Take a load off.
That was The Band with The Weight, and whenever I hear that song, I always start singing it, so it'll be in my head for the rest of the day. I don't know if that's the case with you guys or not. We started off with Talk Talk, Color of Spring, April 5th. That led us into the KLF and Something from the Chill Out album. Then there was a tune by Boards of Canada, Campfire, I think the first album. Then there was something from Non Keen, which is a band that features the guy on piano that I've forgotten. He's very good. And we then went into Floating Points, and then from Floating Points we ended up with that. So it's all in the track listing. It's all interesting. I knew starting off with Talk Talk was going to bring about an interesting set, and so it turned out to be. This week there was also the sad news of Keith Flint from The Prodigy passing away at a pretty young age. I think late 40s, early 50s. Really sad. What was frustrating from my point of view about that was the way that Mr. Bragker just decided to offer his condolences on the loss of such a talent and quoted music for a jilted generation. So obviously it was an album that he liked in the past, but the way he lives his life and the politics that he espouses is an anathema to that. I thought what we might do is we might play a couple of songs. I think Breathe is an amazing album, and I think it's Keith's lyrics that really made that the breakthrough album for The Prodigy. And I know that everybody will talk about Firestarter, but I actually prefer Breathe. And their law is from Jilted Generation, and that was a bit of an anthem when I was growing up. Obviously, Mr. Varadkar heard it and just liked it, but doesn't really understand what the lyrics are about. Maybe it's too complicated for him, or he's rationalised it out of existence. Anyway, and then we're going to hear something from the most recent Prodigy release. So, I hope you like it. Riot. In peace, Keith.
Thank you.
There you go, the Prodigy still going strong and still sounding good and still talking about riots. Somebody else running the country into a neoliberal nightmare, creating a tax haven and where poor people get poorer and the rich get untouchable and incredibly wealthy. Yeah. Keep up the good work, Leo. Okay, so where are we going from here? Yes, I also had the privilege and pleasure of seeing Kamasi Washington and his band, including the amazing talents that he gathers around him. Miles Moses on bass was just astounding. So I had the pleasure of seeing those guys and hearing that music, and Kamasi and even his dad on alto saxophone. It was great. It was like just watching somebody at the peak of their talents. Really incredible, and it's no wonder that he sells out every single time he comes here, and the gig in the National Concert Hall is already being spoken of as legendary. I was happy to say that at least we saw him in the Olympia, and I think that was also an amazing gig. So I'm going to play something from Kamasi Washington, unsurprisingly, and then we'll see where we're at. So this is from the Harmony of Difference album. I'm going to play something called Truth. Thank you.
just